into the mortality charge or the cost of insurance charge, you have to so state in the policy, and they didn't.
Well, that's an actuary, but is there someone in the insurance industry that states that what Midland did here is contrary to industry standard or industry practice?
Well, we didn't. That wasn't debated in the lower court because the question is what a reasonable insured would understand the contract provision to mean. So the question is not from the insurer's perspective, and the case law makes that very clear. It's from the insurer's perspective. What would they understand when there are these separately designated expense caps, and they say that their expense amount will not be more than that, and then the cost of insurance charge, which even Midland concedes is a mortality risk, would a reasonable insured understand that under the mortality charge, they would load an undisclosed expense load that nearly triples the explicit expenses on the expense amount? And I would submit that is not what a reasonable insured would understand those policy provisions to mean. And that's why the trial court